Father, we give you the praise and the honor for the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of relationship, the privilege of trusting in you. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. Breathe upon this assembly tonight. Let not one person leave here the same. Open the windows of heaven. Touch someone's life. Change somebody's life. To the glory of your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. All of those who trust in you are always in triumph. And those who trust in you can never fail. All of those who trust in you are always in triumph. And those who trust in you can never fail. You trust in him and you believe you can never fail. Say amen. Malachi chapter 3. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth him. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And then you shall return, verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah. The prophet of dedication. The prophet of dedication is our subject tonight, with the objective of understanding what it pays to serve the Lord. What does it pay to serve the Lord? I'm going to be very brief, because I've trust God to be as brief as possible for the sake of the intercessory prayers that are going on for our nation. I want to start by saying that dedication to God is not just the fulfillment of religious demands or obligation. We are not dedicated to God, come frequently to church, and do all the things we do just for the fulfillment of a religious demand or obligation. Dedication to God attracts rewards and dividends from God. It attracts rewards. It attracts dividends from God. You note these three things based on these three scriptures. First, God has not called anyone to serve him in vain. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 19. I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I have not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. God has not called anyone to serve him or seek him in vain. Number two, God is the rewarder of the diligent seeker. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please God. Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is the rewarder of those who are not pretending to be serving him. God is the rewarder of those who are sincere in serving him. God is the rewarder of those who are real with him. Those who diligently seek him and serve him. Those who are sincere in pursuing him. Those who are sincere in going after him. God is a rewarder. Thirdly, there is never a wasted labor in the pursuit of God. There is never a wasted labor in the pursuit of God. Kingdom labor are not wasted labor. Kingdom labor is not wasted labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 58, he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Meaning, I am not wasting my time following God. I am not wasting my time serving God. Somebody say after me, I'm not wasting my time. Say it louder, say, I am not wasting my time. I am not wasting my life. It pays to serve the Lord. So very, very quickly, what is the profit of dedication to God? Number one, life and destiny distinction. Life and destiny distinction. To pursue God is to stand out in life. Life and destiny distinction. To pursue God is to stand out in life. He said, you shall discern, you shall differentiate between him that serveth me and him that serveth him not. Malachi 3:18. You shall differentiate them. I will spare them as one spareth his son that serveth him. He said that in the day when I make up my jewels. Existence in value, worth, and excellence is the destiny of the dedicated. Existence in value, with worth, with excellence is the destiny of the dedicated. You live the life of value, you live the life of worth, you live the life of excellence if you are dedicated. You stand out among your contemporaries. I would differentiate them. I would distinguish them. You even stand out in your family. Your family. Joseph stood out. Among 11, 12 brethren, Joseph stood out. He stood apart. David stood out. The man after God's heart. Out of 8 boys, he stood out. He stood out. He was just separate. Daniel stood out in Babylon. He stood out. He was different. If we are not pursuing God at the same rate, we can't stand out at the same level. He stood out. Classmates, among classmates, among age mates, among family members, people can stand out depending on the heart they have for God. Someone say amen. So that is life and destiny distinction. You say in Psalm 91 verse 14. He said, because you have set your love on me, therefore will I deliver him. But the beeper said, I will set him on high. I will stand him out. Because he has set his love on me. Because he has known my name. I will stand him out. That is somebody's portion. Life and destiny distinction. Number two,
divine preservation and deliverance. Divine preservation and deliverance. You become a candidate for deliverance and rescue by God when you are dedicated. Divine preservation and rescue. He said, I will spare them as one that spareth his son that served him. Malachi 3:18, I will spare them, I will spare them, I will spare them. Malachi 3:18, I will spare him, I will spare him, I will spare him. As one spareth his son who serves him, I will spare him, I will rescue him. I will preserve him alive. When you are dedicated to God, you cease to be a wasteful material. Dedication to God delivers you from existence as a wasteful material. The devil can't waste you just like that. The witches can't waste you just like that. The wizards can't waste you just like that. The powers of the occult can't waste you just like that. I will spare him as one spareth his son that serveth him. We already saw it in Psalm 91 verse 14. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. Love for God equals deliverance of life. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. See Isaiah chapter 43. And in verse 4, and in verse 5. He says, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. Somebody say aloud, amen. There are those who get buried because they want you dead before your time. They just get buried. And as I speak right now, that is happening. Anyone looking for you is looking for death. Anyone looking for you is looking for death. All you need is pursue God. If you pursue God and they pursue you, death will pursue them. You are pursuing God, they are pursuing you, death will start pursuing them. Dare to harvest them from your back. In the battle of Jehoshaphat, the people face God. As they face God, the enemies face them. Then God stepped down and made them to face each other. Nobody can successfully fight a man who faces God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Joseph was rescued from the hands of his brethren. They put him in a pit. Dedication to God made him not to be killed before his time. Daniel was put in the lion's den. The lion couldn't kill Daniel. David encountered dangers of all sorts, from Goliath to Absalom, his son, to the Amalekites, to everybody. Yet he couldn't be killed before his time. Because dedication to God is a preservative of life. What of Paul the apostle? In fastings often. How many times he was in the deep? How many times he was beaten with the rod? Yet he couldn't be killed because he wasn't a wasteable material. Please pursue God. It will preserve your life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Life and destiny distinction, number one. Number two, divine preservation and deliverance. Number three is divine dignification and honor. Divine dignification. God dignifies the dedicated. When you are dedicated to God, you are dignified and honored by God. That was what we read just now in Isaiah 43 verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honorable. Honorable. There is a divine allocation of honor to kingdom servants. There is an allocation of dignity to the donated. To the donated. When you are donated to God, you are dignified by God. Some people in the world like to kill themselves over this one. In Proverbs 27 verse 18, it says, he that keepeth the fig tree, whoso keepeth the fig tree, shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Wait on God. You can't escape honor. Concerning the prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 6, they call him an honorable man. There is an honorable man. And he said to him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. He couldn't escape honor. Samuel was the one who was so dedicated that he spent his childhood in the temple. He spent his nursery in the temple. As soon as he was weaned from the breast, his mother handed him over to the temple to serve. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 4, when Samuel came to the house of Jesse to Bethlehem, the city trembled. That is, a man stepped somewhere and people shook. That was the level of honor that Samuel carried. Am I communicating at all? If God does not beg you to serve him, you won't beg him to honor you. If God does not beg you to serve, you won't beg. Man of God, Billy Graham, was one of those men that experienced and enjoyed honor more than any man in his generation. 47 years thereabout, the world's most important persons on the earth, he was on that list consistently every year for 40-something years. Where they will receive the queen at the airport in England is where they will receive him. He walked in such honor. Because of his dedication to God. Today there are people who want to kill themselves because servants of God, genuinely, authentically dedicated servants of God, are genuinely honored. Just honored. And it's not something that they put on themselves. I have seen honor in strange airports, in Germany, everywhere around the world, where I don't know anybody. People just rush at you because he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Beloved brothers and sisters, don't struggle for the honor of men. Struggle for the honor that comes from God. Let God, serve God in genuineness and let God honor you. And when God has honored you, no devil can dishonor you. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is divine dignification and honor. Number four is supernatural provision. Or divine supply. Or the other way around. Divine provision, supernatural supply. Divine provision. Psalm 35 and in verse 7 and verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause here. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. He has pleasure. Luke 22 and verse 35. He said, when you went out without pause or script, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. When you donated yourself, when you gave yourself to me, when you went out on my assignment, did you lack anything? They said they lacked nothing. Dedication by man connects with provision from God. It connects. God rewards the dedicated. He rewards the dedicated physically. The dedication of Solomon was what ushered him into the realm of irrecoverable wealth. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 and 4, Bible said, and Solomon loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. And by his love for God in verse 4, he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And then the Lord appeared to him. And then he's entered into the realm of irrecoverable wealth. And that is consistent with scripture. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Somebody say aloud, amen. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 to 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The things which God has prepared. If you love God, anywhere you are now is shadow compared to what God has in mind. Eye have not seen, ear have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Anyone who thinks they have seen something around where we are, they should just wait a little bit. Where you are, where we are, is shadow compared with what God has to deliver. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Of course, all this will happen under the foundation of the covenant of supernatural supplies. No matter how much you fast and pray, no matter how much whatever you do, if you are not a giver, you may not escape being a beggar. Right? So don't church attendance and all of that does not take the place of the practice of the covenant. Somebody say a loud amen. So we have that as divine provision, supernatural supply. Number 5 is supernatural revelation. Those who are dedicated to God, they have access to depths of revelation. We just read it. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 10. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. When you love God, you are a candidate for deep revelation, depths of light. People dedicated to God swim in insight. They swim in light. Remember Moses? Moses, a dedicated. Exodus 33 and in verse 18, he was telling God to show him his glory. This Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and so on and so forth. He wrote that. Why? Depth of heart for God ushered him into depth of light. Look at Paul the Apostle. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life I live now in the flesh, Galatians 2:20. I live by the faith of the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 9:16. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Woe, let me be cursed if I preach not the gospel. Look at the kind of way that man is hungry for God. Philippians 3 verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Not that I have known him yet. And he just kept on hungering for God until he came to the point where he began to swim in insight. Ay, 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 ay. Nobody had light like Paul. Only him wrote half of the New Testament. And he was not there when the other apostles were following Jesus Christ. From Acts of the Apostles all the way to Romans to 1st, 2nd Corinthians, all the way to Philemon. Paul the Apostle. One day he said, I know a man in Christ, whether in the flesh or out of the flesh, I cannot tell. Such a man was caught into the third heavens. And he heard unspeakable things which is forbidden for a man to utter. Ola, ola. That man heard things and saw things that he could not talk to normal human being about. Was he not a man? Paul the Apostle slept, went to be with the Lord with revelations he did not share. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Peter said that there are some things that Paul said that is hard for people to understand. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. what ushered him to that realm. It was love for God, passion for God, dedication to God. Whether it is revelations of the Spirit or revelations of the Word, the harder you pursue God, the deeper your depth of insight in the Word. I see somebody stepping there. I see somebody stepping there. And of course, you know that we fly by revelation. Arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And who are these that fly? Who are these that fly? Verse 8. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. And I went up by revelation. Someone say aloud, amen. So, it's supernatural revelation. Number 6. Dividend of dedication. I call it divine revitalization and productivity. Divine revitalization and productivity. You are revitalized. You are renewed. You are strengthened. Exodus 23 and in verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. You know what is happening? He said, if you serve me, I will give you strength. I will give you health. I will give you life. And I will give you fruit. Serve me. Be dedicated to me. You won't beg for strength. You won't beg for health. You won't beg for your life to be prolonged. And you won't beg to bear fruit. And I am preaching this deliberately because every devil that is holding back the rewards of your dedication, tonight they are releasing them to you in the name of Jesus. You are not permitted to serve God and serve hypertension. You are not permitted to be dedicated and service diabetes. Hey! Blood fallopian tube is not your portion. Low sperm count is not your portion. Fruitlessness is not your portion. In the name of Jesus, the rewards and dividends of your dedication, I declare them released right now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In Psalm 92 and in verse 10. Psalm 92 and in verse 10. All the way. Say, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horns of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the house of our God. See that those that be planted, dedicated, rooted. Now verse 14 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. And they shall be fat and flourishing. I saw somebody the other day and I asked him, I said, you are so fat today. You are so fat recently. You used to be very, very lean and dry. But he was looking very, very fat. I said, why are you so fat now? He said, well, it's not that he's eating too much, but that he told somebody who said, why are you fat? He said, well, the Bible says you shall be fat and flourishing. So he is fulfilling the scripture. He said, the only challenge is if you are fat, but you are not flourishing. That is, you have weight, but things are not working. Right? They shall be fat and flourishing. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Just before I came up just now, I showed Dr. Mr. Nenchele something I saw today of a man, preacher, dancing on the altar, celebrating his 100 years birthday. Still instructing the singers and all of that. Oh. That was pure fulfillment of scripture. on his feet with strength at age 100. But he's now moving with some little level of guy. Wow. Every affliction that wants to cut you before your time, today your service for God shall cut it off. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I shall fulfill my days. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. When we pray tonight, you make demands on these dividends. Finally, is generational greatness. Generational greatness. Psalm 112 verse 1 to 2, the Bible said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed, his children shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. He cannot have frustrated, failed children. Generational greatness is a very sweet reward. You can't have children of the same quality with prostitutes. You can't have the same order of children with harlots. The same order of children with armed robbers. Isaiah 61 verse 9 says, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. Their seed shall be known. Their seed shall be known. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. That is when the children are passing, the Gentiles will say, that is the child of one of those people. That is the son of that man. That's the daughter from that family. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Somebody lift up your hands and say, my seed shall be known. Now, for anybody trusting God for seed, God already has bypassed the process of seed bearing. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. So you already established that you will have the young. And the number of your days are fulfilled. Their seed shall be known. So there is no devil who will say to you that your seed should not be known. Am I communicating at all? Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, my seed shall be known among the Gentiles. I cannot give birth to useless children, to wasted children. I cannot give birth to useless children. In the name of Jesus. Walk to seven people and tell them, I can't give birth to useless children. You can stand on this scripture to recover your wayward children, even wayward siblings. That is, if your father was of God, you can stand on this scripture to recover everyone around you that is not standing for God. I announce to you today, every spell of waywardness attacking your family and your children, today it is returned back to hell. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I can't give birth to useless children. I can't give birth to wasted children. And if you are a child, you can make demands on the altar of your parents' dedication. For the dignification of your destiny. Oh yes. My mother woke us up in the morning, 5 a.m. and poured her life on her children. Did everything. I mean, teach you things at the age of 5 or 7 that you thought you should be learning at the age of 20 something. The altar, their altar. Take your seat. Abraham couldn't give birth to useless children. It's Isaac. It is Jacob. And Jacob, Joseph. And even the child that Abraham gave birth to, that is from another woman, that pleaded for mercy, Ishmael and Hagar. Do you know that the nation of Dubai is from that line? I won't go further into that. That is, the Abrahamic seed was still working on that side. You go to the life of David, the man after God's heart. Any king in Israel that was important was from the loins of David. Anyone. Joash, Josiah, Hezekiah, Jehoshaphat, Solomon. If it was a good king, it came from David. If it was a bad king, maybe from Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. You look at the tribes of Levi. Very, very, very great children. Aaron, Moses, all the Levites that stood with God. None was a wasted child. Am I communicating at all? If you will not serve God for the sake of yourself, I beg you, serve God for the sake of your next generation. I came across the story of the man by the name Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards was a famous clergyman, a preacher, in the 18th century, 1700 and something. A Puritan preacher, was one of the preachers in his day. He attended Yale and later went on to become the president of Princeton College. Jonathan Edwards preached the message titled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Very, very popular message. The genealogy of Jonathan Edwards was traced. Let us find out what became of the seed of this righteous man 150 years after. And this was what they found. One of them became the US vice president. One was a dean of law. Another a dean of a medical school. 3 US senators, 3 governors, 3 mayors. 13 college presidents, 30 judges, 60 doctors, 65 professors, 75 military officers, 80 public office holders, 100 lawyers, 100 clergymen, and 285 college graduates. That was from the lineage of one man. There was a contemporary of Jonathan Edwards, around the same time he lived. Questionable identity though, but they called him Max Jukes. Drunkard, lived carelessly. Everything negative was how he lived. When they looked at his descendants, the same time they looked at Edwards' descendants, this is the account. 7 murderers, 60 thieves, 190 prostitutes, 150 other convicts, 310 paupers, 440 who were physically wrecked by addiction to alcohol. That 440 destroyed by alcohol. Of the 120, of the 1,200 descendants that were studied, 300 died prematurely of this same man. See the difference? The seed of the righteous, the seed of the godless. It's a matter of choice. I read John Gillick not too long ago, and he told me in the day where when he lived, John Gillick, that's like 100 and something years ago. He said of the 400 top corporations in America, 120 of them, the heads of them were children of clergymen. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Globalcom, MTN, Shell, whatever. 120 out of 400, effectively 30%. We are children of people whose parents carried the Bible and preached that Bible. The inventor of the airplane, the Wright brothers. What's their name? That is Orville and Wilbur Wright. Their father was a bishop. The inventor of the aircraft. You can keep on going on and on and on and on and on. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. It always pays. If we do our part, there is nothing this wild world can pleasure afford. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. I'll serve Him. I love Him far better than in days of yore. I'll serve Him more truly than ever before. I'll do as He bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Look at your neighbor, say, you are not wasting your time. You are not wasting your life. You are not wasting your effort. You are not wasting your energy. Say, serve God. Serve Him well. Be real. Be true. That is my counsel tonight. First, be real. Be true. Be sincere in dedication. Be real. Be true. Be sincere in your dedication to God. Don't be fake. Don't be fake. Don't be fake. Be real, be true, be sincere, be authentic. Secondly, be faithful. Don't do it today and relax tomorrow and do it next tomorrow. Be faithful. It is the faithful that abounds with the blessing. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. Be faithful. Be reliable. Be dependable. We knew you were on fire on campus. We can't see the fire now. What is happening? We knew you were on fire when you didn't have much money. Now you have some money, the fire is gone. What is happening? Be faithful. Be reliable. Be dependable. And all the things we just saw can be your portion. What are the things that I stand to experience in my dedication to God? Can we go over it? Number one, life. Can you say it after me? Number one, life and destiny distinction. Number two, divine preservation and deliverance. Number three, divine dignification and honor. Number four, divine provision or supernatural supply. Number five, supernatural revelation. Number six, divine revitalization and productivity. Number seven, generational greatness. That is your portion. I say that is your portion. Well, lift up your hands everywhere you are. All right, let's complete it. What is the counsel and what do you do? Number one, be real, true, and sincere in your dedication to God. Number two, be faithful in your dedication to God. Reliable. Trustworthy. Lift up your hands and your voice and let us appreciate God for what we have received tonight. Appreciate Him for the word. Appreciate Him for the word. Appreciate Him for the word. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Father, we give You the worship. Blessed be Your name.
honor to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, faithful God. Yalo parata sete lini mayagada hasadi diyosh. Le pepere di gayana na hazadaya talalaya dosa. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Go ahead and give him the praise. Itakazete le parayana na huzada. Etesete la yataya dagagaya la huzada. Ika paratazene tole paragana na huza. Le perete seterite keso paranagaya na hazi. Le peperenio sutra ligaya nasa. Le peretisa tefredigaya na hosi. Le peperenina satereghe lulusara. Le paterete se frite che dell'anno tere tovidosi. Tovidosi mi peredia la cadealusu. Rapete se fridiga la yahasadini. Le perete sita lida yadahusara. Yes, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and your hands and say after me and say, Father, I receive the grace to be faithful. I receive the grace to be dedicated. I receive the grace to be real in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive the grace to be faithful. I receive the grace to be dedicated. I receive the grace to be real. Lord, in the name of Jesus, grace to be faithful. Grace to be dedicated. Grace to be real. I receive it. Malhashado. Iperete sita laya nagada huzaya la huzaya. Lete perete sita ke magalaya tasefedu gadaya la hazidi. Le peperita satela gayato fretona gayete le firina galatas. Le peperite se fretesona gagaya laga satile ne miragala huzala. Le perete si da rotani galarete si fretizani gagalosa. Le perete se te frida da seto freno galates. Lo galates se frede galosa tene de galawa. Ya perete se tira. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and ask God, Lord, I connect with the dividends of dedication this night. And any of those things that you need, maybe divine health, maybe strength, whichever among them, maybe your children, you want to get them rescued for God. Make demands now. Say, Father, I connect with the dividends of dedication, the profit of dedication. I receive the grace to experience the profit of dedication tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, please give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Anybody blessed here tonight, say amen. You're actually really, really blessed. Say louder, amen. I would like you to go over this message again tonight, and I believe the Lord will help us. We are going to pray right now. This is the third day of our prayer and fasting for Nigeria. God is already answering us, and we believe that we'll have the answers. Proverbs 29 and in verse 2, it said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Are the people mourning or not? Now in this country. No cash, no fuel, banditry, kidnapping everywhere.
But when the righteous step into authority, it's a liberation for the land. This is why we must pray for the right kind of leadership. I heard that God's servant Papa Yodeko said, for anybody to wish that Nigeria should go through what we have gone through for the last 8 years, such a person must be a devil. To wish it for us. We are going to pray. We serve the God who set up kings and pull down others. Daniel 2:21. And he changed the times and seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth unto the wise, and he giveth wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He removed kings and set up kings. Father, remove those that need to be removed from Nigeria and set up those that need to be set up in Nigeria. Daniel 4 and in verse 17 also corroborates. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basest of men, the people, the one that is are the most despised, the one looked down upon. He picks them up and set them over. Am I communicating? We see that happening in Nigeria. And of course in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, it says, two or four shall agree as touching a thing, and it shall be established, and whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. This night, we are going to pray. It's very, very sharp, and I want you to pray with all the passion you possess. And let us trust God that in a matter of weeks, or in a matter of days, we shall sing the song of celebration throughout this country. Because God has answered us. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise and victory. Lift up your hands and honor him.
In the name of Jesus, we shall be appreciating God for the growth and expansion of the church in Nigeria in spite of the resistance from the gate of hell. The Bible is speaking in Matthew chapter 16 and in verse 18. He said, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father,
thank you
for the growth and expansion that the church in Nigeria enjoys today, in spite of all resistance of the gates of hell. Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, say, Father, we thank you for the growth and expansion that the church in Nigeria has enjoyed till date, in spite of all resistance of the gates of hell. Lord, in Jesus' name, lift up your voice and give me praise. Father, we thank you, O God, for the growth and expansion of your church in Nigeria, in spite of all resistance from the gates of hell. We give you thanks, O God. Da 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 da
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. This segment we shall be praying, asking the Lord to forgive us the sin of oppression of the poor across Nigeria. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 29, the Bible says, the people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and the needy. Yeah, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Lift up your voice, say, Father, forgive us the sin of oppression of the poor across this nation, and especially by those in power, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, forgive us the sin of oppression of the poor across this nation, and especially by those in power, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray, Lord, forgive us. Oh Lord, forgive us the sin of the oppression of the poor across this nation.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. 1 Timothy 6 and in verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which wise son covected after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father, forgive the sin of insatiable crave for money, including from those who rob to enrich themselves. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, forgive the sin of insatiable crave for money, including from those who rob to enrich themselves. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Father, we ask for forgiveness of the sin of this terrible crave for money. Father, we ask for forgiveness. Yeah.
As we pray, we shall be asking that God will hasten his vengeance upon the enemies of this nation. Psalm 94 verses 1 and 2. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Say with me, Father, hasten your vengeance upon the enemies of peace and progress of this nation, and let the citizens of this nation be rescued from all the assaults of the wicked. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, again say, Father, hasten your vengeance upon the enemies of peace and progress of this nation, and let the citizens of this nation be rescued from all the assaults of the wicked. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and make that a prayer. Father, is me your vengeance upon the enemies of peace and progress of this nation, and let the citizens of this nation be rescued from all of the assaults of the wicked. In this city, O God,
Lord, hasten your vengeance. Lake peke toko pakata kalabala. Shaya la la kata. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, we'll be asking for help and divine intervention over our nation. Nigeria will be raped front and back. And at this time, we need help and divine intervention. Zephaniah chapter 3 and in verse 19. Zephaniah 3:19. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Say a louder amen. Amen. Father, send us help from above that will wipe out of the shame and reproach that this nation has suffered till death. Father, send us help from above that will wipe off the shame, the decay, the reproach that this nation has suffered till death. Lord Jesus, lift your voice and pray.
Help us, oh God. Send us help from above that will wipe off the shame and reproach that this nation has suffered to death.
In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus as you welcome the praise team for this session.
You are worthy, O Yigi Adonai. You are worthy, Jehovah Ole Achava.
You are worthy, Jehovah, O Lord, 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 O take us further in prayers. We are going to be making demands on peace across the length and breadth of this great nation, turning Nigeria into the envy of the nations globally. The Bible speaking in Job 34:29. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against the nation or against the man only. Lift up your voices and pray with me. Say, Father,
Father,
let peace reign,
let peace reign
across the length and breadth of this nation, thereby turning her to the envy of the nations. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, say, Father, let peace reign across the length and breadth of this nation, thereby turning her to the envy of the nations. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voices and pray. Father, let peace reign across the length and breadth of this nation, thereby turning Nigeria to the envy of the nations all over the world.
Shut up!
others we are praying. We shall be frustrating every plan to rig the 2023 elections. In Job chapter 5 and in verse 12, he disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Say, Father,
we decree
the destruction
of every device
of evil men
to manipulate
the 2023
elections
in Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Again,
Father,
we decree
the destruction
of every device
of evil men
to manipulate
the 2023
elections
in Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up your voices,
make that a prayer.
We frustrate
the agenda of evil men
to rig the action.
Every
scheme
of evil men
to manipulate,
to rig,
we
frustrate,
we
restrain them
in the realm of the
spirit.
Every
bullet,
every bullet
cut in the
way.
Oh God,
we decree,
every under the
age 14,
we
frustrate,
we
destroy
every
manipulation
from the
peace of hell
to change
the outcome
of this election,
to scuttle
the outcome
of this
election.
The
outcome
of the elections
shall be
according to the
wish of the people,
according to the
will of the life.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking God for wise-hearted leaders that shall take over the affairs of this nation. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. Let's read it all together. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Lift up your voice. Say, Father,
Father,
as an aftermath
of
these forthcoming
elections,
raise
wise-hearted
leaders
in
this country
that
will bail
this
nation
out
of
the
present
challenges
confronting
her.
Oh Lord,
in
the name of
Jesus,
Father,
as an
aftermath
of
this forthcoming
elections,
raise
wise-hearted
leaders
in
this country
that
will bail
this
nation
out
of
the
present
challenges
confronting
her.
Oh Lord,
in
the name of
Jesus,
lift up your
voice
and pray.
Leadership
in every sphere of leadership.
Let's
shakata kalada. Let's
kata
lada.
Jesus Christ. Somebody that believes God has heard our prayers today, give him a shout of praise. We're going to step into a victory praise, celebrating God. If you do believe that your prayers have been answered, you are going to celebrate God very quickly in the next 2-3 minutes, and then we'll proceed in the service. Let's receive the praise team as they lead us in heated praise. Dance like somebody who is stepping into a new nation. Electricity, power, water, light, cash. Dance and celebrate God.
To the Lord, the voice of triumph. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this night. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high up. Everywhere you are tonight, you need to surrender to Jesus. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, you meant it. Can I see your hand up? You prayed the prayer, you meant it. You're surrendering your life to Jesus. Pick your Bibles and bags. Step forward quickly. Take your seat. While they are doing so, the communion will take their position. Take your seats. Quickly, those coming forward, carry your Bibles and bags and let us honor God. Come make your ways right with Jesus. Have your sins forgiven. Make Jesus to be Lord over your life. I'll give you the count of 7. Be the first to come out. As you come, come with your Bibles and come with your bags. 1.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
2.
Oh, give him your life.
want an addiction broken off in my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to make Jesus to be Lord over my life. Smoking addiction, alcoholism addiction, whatever form of addiction you want broken. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly come forward and let this addiction be broken. Let's go. Give it a count of five. Another one. One. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Chest, all of you standing there, lift up the other hands and say after me, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.